sail. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. Good evening, friends of The Creaking Door. The Creaking Door is open. So do come in. No. Then if your telephone rings in the dark, dim stillness of the night, don't answer it. It might be me.
In world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Agonizing throes of a nightmare, but trying to hold on to some semblance of sanity. Such a man is Bill Sampson, as he lies in his dingy bedroom near the docks. Never stops. Now it's coming from the room upstairs. Coming down. Let the water drip. Let it drive me mad. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't.
You can. It is from the room upstairs. You can stop the drip.
Now I'm hearing voices. And this is how it starts when the mind begins to snap. You hear voices.
You're hearing my voice.
I've got to see. Something's happened to the lights.
Why lights? We can only come close like this in the dark, Bill.
Bill? We will know each other?
I know you. Go upstairs. See what's there.
Go upstairs.
Wait. Don't go away.
No one's here. I'm going mad.
But you're wrong, Bill. Listen to the door close behind me.
I went upstairs to the room above immediately. There was a man with a knife wound still fresh. He was dead. Hello, police. Hello, police. The telephone. It's dead too. Into the fog. Police. I must find a policeman. Police!
Bill.
You?
The fancy calling the police?
There's been a murder.
Didn't you know?
Didn't I? Well, why? How could I know?
Because you murdered him.
What?
I saw you do it.
Why would I want to kill a stranger?
What? And yes?
Unless I was...
mad.
Who are you? I can't see you.
Does it matter? Here in the darkness and in the fog.
What when the fog lifts?
It will never lift for us. Are you still going to call me?
I don't know.
You will never understand what drives you to kill. As I do.
As you do.
And I know you will. Now go back to your room.
My room.
And then back to the room upstairs. Change to a suit of clothes and carry him down to the street.
And then?
I'll come. I'll help you hide him from the world.
But...
Go on, Samson. Let me think for you. You prefer me to, don't you?
All I know is I'm afraid. Afraid to think for myself. Afraid. She drove, and I couldn't see her face. I could only imagine it behind her black veil. But I could feel her thinking for both of us. And I could sense her presence, too, as if there was an aching nerve.
There, Bill.
Where?
Where the dead sleep.
A cemetery?
Yes. Tie them in your arms behind me as I show the way.
I carried him into the fog. Along the path that ran between rows of graves. He was lighting my arms.
Yeah, Bill. Yes. Can you see?
The bullet.
I'll stop a minute.
Three open caskets.
Yeah, first. Close to you is his.
There's a nameplate on it. Richard.
Put him to rest.
Oh, wait. The date scratched on the plate. The date is today. Tonight.
Of course. Richard did die tonight.
Yes, but how?
Put him to rest. Drop the lid. He's hidden from the world.
But not for me. I shall always see him. Always.
You're trying to think for yourself. Don't.
Three coffins. Two more empty.
The nameplates are Henry and Robert.
And their dates?
Tomorrow night and the next.
How will they die?
You will kill them.
Why?
Because it is in your nature to kill.
But why? Two more strangers I've never seen.
You'll do it for me. In gratitude.
Gratitude? But tonight.
Aren't you grateful?
You say you saw me in the room upstairs, but...
But
if I don't believe you?
Does it matter after what's been done? You're getting out here. Goodbye. Until tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Where's it to be?
Outside the beacon tower at midnight.
How will I know you?
I'll know you. Good night, Bill.
Of the morning, closing with the rising mists, disappearing from sight. The red eyes of morning. I've been having a nightmare. None of it has happened. It was a game that the imagination plays when the mind begins to go. I found my way home. Found my way back to the room upstairs. Closed. The door was closed with dust curling from the action of the doorknob. As if the room had been sealed up for years.
You're at the wrong door, mister.
Joe.
Downstairs, you live number 3.
I know it, no, but I...
Yes?
Who lived? Lives in this room.
Nobody.
You sure of that?
Nobody lives in there. Empty a year already.
Could I have a look inside?
Sure. It's only an empty room, you'll see.
Well, I heard some noises coming from it. I couldn't sleep.
Oh, mice, it was. Hang on. There's the room.
Empty.
It smells empty.
Well, the furnishings are gone. Well, a couch was here, and over here a lamp.
Are you furnishing the place?
I hardly remember it, as it was fresh. There was a straw rug on the floor, stained red and seeping through down through the floorboard, and a picture hung here, a wolf howling at the moon. A picture by Sargent. These things. Where are they?
What? What have you done with the furnishings?
Let me go.
Don't hit me like that. I'm going to call the police.
No, Jeffries, no policeman. I'm not well. That's something brought me in. Frightened me.
Oh, mice, I told you. They're in the walls, they're in the floors.
Yes, it's mice. I know that's what it was. No, I'm sorry. I lost my head. Forget it, please.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
Became vivid again. As vivid and real as the blood stains on the bedclothes, the dried patches of red rust on my pajamas and dressing gown. I went to her the following night. I tried not to, but the streets were one road leading to her.
You can't.
I couldn't help myself.
I know.
I came to see your face, if you have a face.
You think not.
I think sometimes you're a shadow thrown by my imagination. A shadow thrown by a sick mind.
Look at me with your own eye.
I am looking.
And what do you see?
No veil. This time there's a mask, the smiling mask of a goddess.
The goddess of you. And a costume to match. See?
Yes. Why this mask already?
It's carnival night inside the cafe. We're going in. Wear this mask. And put this in your pocket. Close to your fingers. Yes. Henry Pryor is at most in his collection.
Henry is the name laid on that second casket.
Yes. He's an expert. You return the dagger before him.
There isn't I.
An honest guest. You know him by his laughter. The loudest laughter you hear inside.
I'm to do a murder for you?
For you, too. You're forgetting I know you, Bill. I know what drives you. Like murder. That's Henry laughing. Bill?
What?
When you return his prize, do it only when he's laughing.
I did it like that. Exactly like that. In the mausoleum, we put Henry beside the first. We put him to rest with his cheeks and eyes still wrinkled in laughter.
Close the lid.
He looks happy as if he's laughing at me.
Laughter is a scheme with Henry. A scheme to warn you again. A way to disarm you. Close the lid.
And then what would he do?
Make you the fool and the victim.
As he made you?
That.
Are you making me?
You're daring to think for yourself.
No. How did you know I could do what I did?
I know you.
Tell me about myself.
You sleep through the day.
Yes. I hide until night.
You're a brain of a man. There's no memory of boyhood.
No memory? No.
You're afraid of your hand.
What you said, you've described me. It's as if it's me talking. It's me telling you about myself. It's as if the agony inside me found its own voice.
I told you I understand you, Samson. I told you I understand what drives you. And now, back to the center of the fog. I'll leave you there again to find your way home.
Well, when is it to be for the third cup?
Tomorrow. Robert, go.
Where will we meet?
I'll find you. Come. It's almost morning.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Let's get back to the mystery of the mausoleum, shall we?
Fog stayed another day, another night. As heavy as it was and oppressive, the mind groped towards a light that wavered in the mist, a light that wouldn't hold still for even a moment's sanity. And questions that ran together as my mind fell to pieces. Assembled by the imagination. Things fitted together, broken pieces of sanity.
The third coffin is for Robert. Only Robert now, and they are filled.
And your revenge is complete.
You are trying to think for yourself again. You'll meet Robert in his home. Come, I'll show you where.
How will I know?
He'll know you.
Know me?
He expects you. I told him to prepare for death.
Why did you?
To wring every suffering from him.
Not far away, at a townhouse with a stucco face melting in the fog. Front door. The music. The music like a dirge of death. Suddenly, a short, stumpy little man with eyes watching my approach.
Go away. Go home.
I'm home.
I was told you'd expect me like this.
Go home.
I was told that you were prepared to die.
No. Prepared to live.
Your hands won't be quick enough.
Go home.
Oh, but I must.
She's put a spell over you.
That's Rita's way and her madness.
Rita, you've given her a name.
Forget her.
Forget the murders.
Run away and hide.
Can I hide?
If you go far.
But you'll find me here. She does.
No more, I promise you. No more. You're free to walk the streets unmolested. Free to board a train. Go away and forget.
You want to escape and forget everything,
don't you?
I don't know if I do. I don't know. I walked the streets, unmolested. Hours
thousand hours with no one beside me. No voice. It was as if she, Rita, had evaporated into the mist. The sound of cars. I could see as if my sight was suddenly back, as if I'd wakened from a walking sleep. As if I'd snapped back to the night I ran from the room upstairs, screaming police.
Sergeant Flanders brought you here.
Oh, what time is it?
Well, it's early morning.
I talked myself out, you said, and then...
Yes.
And you know about the last 3 nights?
Oh, yeah, it's all here on paper. What a story. What an imagination.
Imagination.
Yeah, the goddess in the night in their room upstairs. The tomb with 3 coffins.
Oh, we didn't fill the last coffin. She told him to prepare.
Yeah, I know. He was ready with a pistol to shoo you away.
Well, he ordered me to escape, to forget
it. Yeah, but you didn't listen to him.
No, I had to talk about it. I had to tell the world to stop me from murder.
Yes, you did. You talked about it. You put it all written down here. Now, let's go into the main room. There's someone I want you to meet. Come on! Stop it!
Get away from me!
Oh, my doctor, we've got him under control.
All right,
now. Take another look, Bill.
See
who it is?
Oh, my head. It's... You told me to go away to escape.
This is Dr. Harvey, the owner of this sanatorium.
You're William Sampson. We haven't met before. I've been meaning to visit you, as I do all our patients.
Patients? Yeah, you mean I...
Take it easy, Bill. You were charged with a homicidal attempt on your girlfriend. As a result of a psychiatrist's report, you were given a suspended sentence as long as you went into a sanatorium. It's for your own good, Bill. You've got an instinct to kill.
Yes. That's what I've done. Heaven help me. She, Rita, she made me kill.
Now, it's all in your mind, son. You haven't killed anyone. You've been in this sanatorium. Hey, wait a minute. When you escaped, did you...
She's there! I've got on the lawn! She's not in my mind! It's not! She stands like marble! And the cold sun on her, looking like I'd imagine she'd look. A painted smile on her face, her lips had too thin for laughter.
You're identifying one of our patients! That's Rita!
Quick! Get her!
Rita! Tell them what you made me do! The things you said out there in the...
Watch it! Oh, I didn't watch you!
I better watch that young lady, too. You know, Sergeant, Rita is my first cousin. We were all left a considerable amount of money by our Uncle Justin. The money to be divided equally in the case of one of us dying. Rita knew of Samson's homicidal impulses. She played upon his imagination. Poor Bill.
What will they do to him? I thought it was all in his mind. The man's committed 2 murders.
They're both mad. They'll be put away for the rest of their lives. All they will have left is their imagination.
Thank you.
class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door? Of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
The Creaking Door.